şunu fakir bilançta şu ikram hamur olsun. And Sri Govindaraya Das Adhikari, who then became Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Gosvami. Later that year, in 1952, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Maharaj had gone to Sundarban in Bengal to invite people to join Sri Navadvip Parikram, actually earlier that year. One day, while going on the house of a devotee, he came across Jyoti Babu, the main chairman of the Communist Party of West Bengal.
Where are you all coming from?
Well, we're coming from Sri Govindaraya Samiti in Sri Navadvipa. I guess you don't need to inspect the flooded areas and show some sympathy for these people, do you? We come to preach Shuddha Vaishnava Dharma for the eternal benefit of the jivas. And we've also come to collect some provisions for our Navadvipa Parikrama. Can't you see that these people's lives have been thrown into turmoil by this terrible flood? Their crops are ruined. Village after village has been submerged. These people are expecting help for food and clothing. And new people have come here to beg alms. The flood has come. Where is the flood? The cigarette in your hand has not been extinguished yet. So where's the flood? Yes, sir. This flood is not the real flood. The real flood comes at the time of universal destruction. And that's why we've come to protect the jivas who were afflicted by that flood and by the fire of devastation, birth after birth. Atheistic life is animal life. You are going to ruin Bengal and India completely by accepting your conception of Western civilization. We don't believe in Veda Shastra. We believe in hard work. Work is life. Work is God. People like you that are driving this country to hell. Why don't you people do some work yourselves and then give instructions about the work? Begging alms is the occupation of cowards. It's atheists like you who have caused the downfall of India. When India was dormant, it was more civilized and the people were more happy than in any other country in the world. In ancient times, stalwarts like Hiranyakashipu and Kamsa, they were far greater advocates of hard work. And they all met a gruesome end, like Hitler and Mussolini. India is a country of Sanatan Dharma. There is no place for atheists. No one can destroy Sanatan Dharma. A day will come when you will not even have the opportunity to repent.
Thank you.
Once, when Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj was surrounded by some of his disciples and Vaishnavas, he was asked a very significant question. Where is that?
Maharaj, usually in our temples, in our sampradaya, the deity of Krishna is made from black marble. But I see that in your temples, the deity of Krishna is made from white marble. Is white marble cheaper?
The color of the deity does not depend on some material consideration. Radha Chinta Niveshina Yasya Kanti Vilopina Shri Krishna Charanam Vande Radha Lingita Vigraham. This means we are offering prayers at the lotus feet of Radha Lingita, Radha Chinta Shri Krishna, who is embraced and marked by Srimati Radhika. Radhika is the personification of Mahabhava, the highest love for Krishna. When she displayed her mark and disappeared, Krishna became totally immersed in separation from her. And at that time, his own dark complexion vanished as he assumed her golden luster. He didn't have to make any separate endeavor for this. It happened automatically. Just like when the strong hunting wasp catches a weak tilachatta insect and forcibly confines it in the cave. At that time, the weak insect becomes afraid, meditates on the form of the wasp, and thus assumes a form just like that of the wasp. Another meaning is that we offer prayers of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, who is beautified by Srimati Radhika's golden luster. When she embraces him after her man is broken, thus every body, every limb of Krishna's body is embraced by every limb of Srimati Radhika's body, covering his radiant bluish luster with her radiant golden luster. This is the deep and confidential meaning of the deities that are worshipped in all the temples in our Gaudiya Vedanta Samhita.
On the evening of Sunday, October 6, 1968, on the auspicious day of Sharadiya Purnima and the first day of Sri Damodar Vrata, at the time of Chandra Grahana, surrounded by his associates, Acharya Keshari Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtotarasattva Shri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, by his own sweet will, entered the Shayana Leela of Sri Radha Vinodini in Sri Goloka Vrindavan. Thus ends the transcendental Naravata Leela of the life and teachings of Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj Ki. Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj Ki. Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj Ki.
Hardly stressing the drama players, especially rules compiled Savitri and Savitri, French Savitri. Oh, very good. Thank you. And those who played the part of Srila Prabhupada at the time of departure, very good presentation. And also, my hearty blessings to the player who played the part of my Gurudev. Very good. Very good. And Devi Bharatko. Very good. And also, Gopnarayan and Abhay Charanar Pindra Prabhu. And oh, better man, Jyoti Basu. Please. Oh, he was really like Basu. And taking cigarette. And then Nani Maharaj, my Gurudev Toto, is the wealth block. Well, I don't see any wealth block. Even
your fire of your cigarette not extinguished. Well,
and then you become very sad.
Sad.
Yes. So, to them also, and the girls who play the part of Krishna, Chandravali, Radhika, and four days. Try to follow the instructions of my Gurudev. The instructions are sent as Siddha Prabhupada, Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, same as the Rupa Goswami has instructed. So, you should all try to practice bhakti yoga like the teaching and like blessing to you. Narrator, narrator, also Bhagavat Prabhu. Nrisimha, also to Nrisimha, the part. Gopinanande